talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Brandy by Looking Glass as part of our Yacht Rock theme as we continue through the summer. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. Also, we'll be talking with Michael Pope with Better by Design. And finally, we'll be talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio, and they have a brand new location in North Charleston just off of Dorchester Road, so you definitely want to check that out. And if you haven't picked up the new issue, our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you got a couple months to do that before the fall issue comes out. It's got James M. Scott. He's a New York Times best-selling author and Pulitzer Prize finalist on the cover. And we focus on outdoor living projects. That's our main feature in the summer issue. And you can pick it up at just about any home-related showroom throughout Charleston, and have a great weekend, everybody. And now we're talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. How you doing, Christian?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Christian, tell our listeners all about Tidal Creek Design.
Yeah, so Tidal Creek Designs is a landscape design firm, and we do everything starting with a client's concept to seeing their project through installation to where they can enjoy their backyard space.
Gotcha. So Tidal Creek Design, that's some people might think that's an interior design firm, but you are you help homeowners outside the house, right?
Yes, more exterior design. So everything from, again, kind of doing like hardscapes, pools, of course, landscaping. And then we also do outdoor furnishings, planters and accessories, pretty much everything you need to enjoy your outdoor space.
All right. That sounds great. Well, how long have you been, has Tidal Creek Designs been around?
So Tidal Creek Designs has been around roughly about 15 years. So this was a second career for me. I went back to school, tried at Tech in 2010, and got my landscape design certificate after that, and kind of started right out on my own. And then I worked with a few landscape contractors for a little bit to get some more experience for installations and that. And then back in 2019, right before 2020, actually, when COVID hit, went completely on my own. But I've established Tidal Creek Design's name kind of early on, and then didn't do a whole lot with it until about 2019, 2020.
And then
kind of went on my own from there.
Okay. So Tidal Creek Designs, you folks have been around long enough to help quite a few homeowners on the with front yard and backyard makeovers. Can you tell our listeners about a few projects of yours that you're particularly proud of that Tidal Creek Designs was involved with?
Sure, I would love to. I do. I've lost count on how many projects I've done over the years. I have several of my favorites actually on my website under the portfolio. So if anybody wants to go check some of them out, they can do so. But one of them that I would say was so fun, it was right after I went out on my own and really right at the start of COVID. And a client came to me. She had a little West Ashley ranch style house. This is the on the portfolio page. It's the West Ashley Hideaway. And she had an issue with her back patio. The grade was sloping towards her house and water was going into her garage, which, as we know, we don't want that. And she wanted to make her backyard just a full kind of backyard oasis and then have some gardening planters and things like that. So we did pretty much a full overhaul of her backyard, and we regraded away from her house, built a hardscape patio, and then we did cypress planters that we built in-house with a cypress bench off her screen porch, and did some furnishings for that as well, and then landscaped around her fence. We created a whole new fence for privacy for her and did a fun like horizontal fence gate entryway from her front to her back. And then a couple of years later, she reached back out and was ready to do her front yard. And so we have some of the front yard pictures too. So that was phase two. And we did some copper lanterns from Low Country Lanterns for her front. And shortly after, she got yard of the month for her neighborhood. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
But she was a great, great client to work with. And we had a lot of fun with that project. And then I was able to do a few pools too that I loved pools. I actually, right before COVID, I had talked to a few colleagues and said, you know, I'd really like to get into pool design. And then COVID hit and everybody wanted to, so we were staying home and everyone wanted a pool. So be careful what you wish for. I ended up getting a ton of pool designs, which was so fun. And so I've done a few projects where I've actually, the Pink or Swim project on my website, we had to resurface the pool and redo the pool decking. It was just really outdated. The clients wanted to add an automatic pool cover. And so we had to prepare the pool deck to have that underground, which is a whole process in itself too. And then they had their pool refinished, and then we used shell stone pool decking around the pool. They ended up wanting to do a full property remodel as well. So we did the front too. It was a lot of fun. It was a pretty long, lengthy project, but it was a lot of fun. And again, they're great clients. I've been very fortunate working with some great people over the years, and, you know, doing the landscape design, same with like interior design, even architecture, when you're designing a house for somebody, you kind of get to know everybody and their family, and you need to know like what they, how they live, their habits, things like that, so that you're designing the space to maximize function for their lifestyle. So it's just, you get to know everybody. So I always feel like they become like family or friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like Tidal Creek Design can help folks with the entire project versus you might have somebody who cuts your lawn, trims the hedges and so forth, and you could go to them for some advice. But they're not going to be able to necessarily help you with the full dimension of a backyard makeover. And there's you know, several disciplines that sounds like Tidal Creek Design can help folks with, not just the plantings, but hardscapes and structures like pergolas and fire pits and things like that. So it's like you're able to, at Tidal Creek Design, kind of pull the entire project together for a homeowner.
Yes, that's exactly what we aim to do. So we have fun with all of it. I was able to do a few pool cabanas as well, and those are a lot of fun to do. With those, I do need to bring in a structural engineer or a residential architect as well, and I at least kind of give them the concepts and then have them tweak or do anything that's needed for obviously structurally sound and permitting and everything like that. But it's still fun to, you know, have the concepts and design that. I love being very creative. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's great.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Christian, tell our listeners about the new venture that you have going on with Tidal Creek Design.
Yes, so we're super excited. We are going to be in Madison Miller on John's Island. It's on Maybank Highway right next to Monero. It's a home decor store. Go check it out. It's really cute. And she's got a lot of great options there. But we are going to have our curated outdoor living collection available starting August 1st. And we will be carrying some outdoor furnishings, or you can order furnishings. And then we're going to have some planters, a few gardening things, gift things, some tableware, some outdoor kitchen cabinets. And that it's a small area, but we are excited to have as much items that can get you to where you can just make the most of your outdoor space. So,
well, that's great. Well, rather than in addition to you going to the homeowner's residence to look at the outdoors and figure out a plan, they'll be able to go to a brick and mortar and talk to you as well then.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll have everything there. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. And then I'm going to make it available if clients want to meet there to see items, or even just regular customers visiting. If they want some advice or help with their outdoor space, then I can be available to meet with them. Yes.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Tidal Creek Design?
Sure. So our website is Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, Creek Designs with an S.com. And we have a lot of information on there. You can just hit the contact page and that'll send an email directly to me and we can go from there. Or you can reach us at 843-864-3509.
And you can always find Tidal Creek Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Designs. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Michael Pope with Better by Design. How are you doing, Michael?
Great. Thanks for having me on your show, Tim.
You bet. You bet. Michael, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Better by Design.
We're a design build firm that primarily works on residential renovations, additions, kitchen remodels, total house transformations. We provide the designs for the projects. My partner, Mary Gerard, is a trained interior designer, so she helps recommend finishes that go with the design. And then what makes us a little different is that we also include helping the clients vet and find good solid contractors to do the work. We provide them a very detailed scope of work and ask the bid to be detailed as well, so that when we go through the construction budget with the owner, they can see where their money's being invested. And then we like to sit down with the contractor that we recommend and the homeowner and just kind of work through the budget together. And I've always found that if a homeowner understands what they're going to get for a certain item and how much it costs, they'll make all the best decisions as far as their budget goes. So we just kind of tweak the budget. And then the last thing that we do, because in construction there's always some surprises, is we do what we call project oversight. And we really just kind of act as a liaison with the owner and the contractor. And we all work together to handle any kind of challenges on the job site. We found that most homeowners really aren't familiar with construction, and therefore it can be pretty frustrating for them. So we kind of walk them off the ledge, and we need to explain that, you know, that scheduling is a house of cards. And then when there is a problem, we help them solve it by keeping an eye on what the design intent was and also on the budget, try to keep the job on time and on budget.
Gotcha.
So that's our primary things.
Gotcha. So Better by Design, you folks are not, you're not a general contractor, but you work with, you're the liaison between the homeowner and the general contractor. Is that about right?
That's exactly correct. We moved to Charleston 4 years ago, and we came from Ohio. And at that point, we were general contractors as well. When we moved here, we decided we wanted to really just focus on design and just help clients find a good contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure it's very helpful that you and your partner are familiar with the construction process, having been general contractors yourselves. Sometimes there's a little push and pull between the contractor and maybe an interior designer who might have very grand plans, but when it comes to actually making that grand plan happen, sometimes it can be a little frustrating between the general because the general contractor is the one that has to do the heavy lifting, so to speak.
That's a really good point. I'm really blessed to have Mary. I think the real strength to our company is that we approach everything as a team. So when you have the designer, the interior designer, and the contractor all working hand in hand, we don't design things that are going to be out of the budget spec. Mm. If there's a problem, we don't just solve it by throwing numbers at it. We really look at, how does this affect the design, and how does it affect the budget? How does it affect the time schedule of the construction? So having everybody in place working together is much easier than a scenario we see all too often where a homeowner hires an architect or designer, maybe even an interior designer, and then a contractor, and then the homeowner has to manage them all. And they all have different priorities.
Right.
That makes it very frustrating and also expensive. So having everybody on the same team really does make a big difference.
Right. And I'm sure that the builders that Better by Design works with really appreciate having you folks part of the process, because if they were working directly with a homeowner, the homeowner is going to lean on that builder for design advice, and then inevitably, homeowners, because they don't understand the whole process, they have to become instant experts at everything if they're doing a big remodel or something. They change their minds, and they can't visualize like the way an architect or interior designer or a builder can, and so all of a sudden something is being built, and they say, oh wow, that's the shower's not big enough, can we make it bigger? But it's not a matter of cutting and pasting at that point. It's deconstructing, and that costs time and money. So I'm sure a builder appreciates having a clear direction to go with regards to how a project should unfold.
That's a really good point, Tim. I think, first of all, one of the downsides to the normal construction process is exactly what you said. Many times construction starts and the homeowner really doesn't have a clear picture in their mind of what it's going to look like. And working with a designer and spending time on design, we honestly feel that design is the most important part of the whole process. But part of that is you're getting shown some 3D renderings. They literally look like photographs. They can easily see what it's going to look like, and from any view of the project that they want to see it from. And it makes it so much easier. But then when you go and start building it and you hand those kind of drawings to a general contractor, it helps them too, because they're contractors that work for them, and they can all see exactly what the end result's supposed to be.
Yep.
And it really does make a big difference. And then the last point, when we first start our first job with a particular contractor that we vetted, there's always a little hesitancy because of the stigmatism of having designers on the project just complicates things. After they've had a chance to work with us and realize that we're just working as a team and we're not there to manage them, most of them, if not all of them that we work with right now, actually refer quite a bit of business back to us. When someone calls in for an estimate on redoing something, they say, well, let's start with the design, and and they connect this up, and then we come back at the end with the contractor and work on the budget together.
Yeah. Well, another word for design is basically having a plan. That's what it boils down to, is having a plan. Builders appreciate that. They want a plan. Because if the homeowner is changing their mind on tile or whatever materials, it's costing that builder time, and which equals costing them money.
That's exactly true. It affects everything on a project. So when a general contractor has the owner go out and look at finished materials, for example, and they go, all the different places, if they don't get those things ordered correctly and promptly, then the job gets held up because we're waiting on product. One of the things that we do, and Mary's very good at this, is we go out and look at the finish selections with the clients right off the bat. And those are real numbers that we actually put into the budget. We don't like to use allowances if we can avoid it. So that does a lot of things. Having a really good design, a lot of thought went into, is less changes down when you start construction. Having a really good solid budget with real finishes. But then the other thing, the side benefit, is that a lot of our builders really appreciate is when they start the construction, the first thing we do is we order all the finishes. So we have them ready for them and we don't hold them up. Because it just takes one thing to hold up one item on a project, and you've just caused a ripple that's going to affect three or four different contractors. And it may take them 3 weeks just to get them back to a job, just because they're going to go to another project. So it's very crucial to keep that job moving and have stuff ready for the contractor when they're ready for them.
Right. So I think we have laid out a very good case for how Better by Design should be involved in a project, a kitchen, bathroom remodel, whatever kind of remodel project that someone has. But one of the main things that a homeowner has that's challenging for them is they know they want to make changes to their home, but they don't know where to start. So what do you tell someone who's just beginning to think about making changes to their home?
The very, very first thing to start with is design. That money that you spend for a good design is just the best money you can spend, because if you have a really good design, any competent contractor can build it and it'll be a great project. If you have a bad design, even the best contractor can't really make it a great project. So spend time on design with someone who's trained to do architectural design, because when they look at a project, homeowners tend to look at their house the way it is now, and they see a wall there and they say, okay, I have to build this room with this wall here. But houses that were built 50 years ago, the rooms were laid out completely different to how people live now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of walls aren't necessary, and you have to have someone who understands which walls can be taken out. And most walls can be taken out. It just takes a little more effort if they're structural. But just having somebody who's trained in that and spends the time we will show a client two or three different options on initial design. So, and it's almost always at least something they never, ever thought about. Mm. And it just opens up their eyes, and then we refine it together. And when we get to the final design, it's a well thought out. The client has been involved in every step. And it just makes a much better project. And so that's the number one thing. Find somebody who can help you go through the design process. If you're not familiar with construction, find when you look for contractors, the old saying used to be go out and get three estimates. But if you don't understand what you're looking at, that can be really risky. So try to find a good, competent contractor that will sit down and work through a budget with you, and shows you numbers on line items so that when you look at the budget, you understand where your money's being spent. And if you don't have that level of competence or confidence, then find somebody who can help you through the construction process and just manage it. Mm-hmm. If you do all those things, you shorten the timeline on the construction project, which has got to be one of the most frustrating things that we hear from every homeowner is, having their house torn up and people working in it for weeks on end is just very hard.
Right.
So anything that you can do to shorten that process keep the job moving is a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Homeowners will inevitably, they're very excited at the beginning, and then it's the middle part, and especially toward the end, that they start to get burned out by the whole thing, and especially if they're living in the house that's being renovated. I heard a phrase a long time ago for the people who decide to live in the space that's being renovated. General contractors call them dust eaters, which is totally accurate. They'll put up plastic and do all sorts of things to mitigate that, but inevitably it's going to get dirty.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we really help the contractor and the homeowner is, because a lot of times the contractors really don't think it, to them it's just everyday construction, but most homeowners don't really understand that you're going to have dust on everything, and that you don't, people are walking in your house at all different hours of the day. So being able to explain, here's what's going to happen. We also provide them a real-time schedule on a portal that they can dial into, so that they can see who's working on the house yet tomorrow, and do I need to be here all day, and those kind of things. So anything that you can do to just make that process a little bit more bearable really bears fruit in the end of the project.
Yeah. So what does the build out phase look like? Who manages that once Better by Design has come up with the design for the project and handed it off to the builder? Who's going to be managing the construction process?
Well, so if, once the contract has been released to the general contractor, the first thing that we do, Mary orders all the finished goods so that we can have those in the queue and ready to go.
What would be an example? I'm sorry to interrupt you. What would be an example of finished finished items?
Cabinetry, flooring, plumbing fixtures, electrical fixtures, tile, countertops.
All the fun stuff.
All the finished things that really make a good project great. I mean, if you do the details right, it's amazing. Everybody's project can look like it should be in a photo shoot, and it's just the details.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm really lucky. Mary is just really good at that. She can visualize six different finishes together in her head and know that they're going to work. I, on the other hand, I'll pick something I really like, and I'll pick something else I really like, but the two things don't go together.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Mary will kind of hold the hand of the homeowner and help them pick out all those different finish items that you just mentioned.
Yes, and those are already selected before the contract for construction starts, so they're in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit down with the contractor and we come up with the job schedule. And then we'll post that on our portal for the clients. And then typically we call it project oversight because we really don't manage the contractor. We just we just oversee the project and communicate what's going on to the homeowner. And then we'll have a construction meeting once a week and just review what's going on. If there is a problem on the job site, then we come out and work with the builder to come up with possible solutions. And then we present those to the owner and come up with what the final resolution is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
And one of the other things, though, is, we pick fixtures for the lighting and stuff, but Mary's very good at coming in and just lining everything up. She'll work with the tile guy and make sure that we don't want to have a sliver of tile in this corner. We want to work through that and make sure it looks nice. We want to have all these lights that line up. With the light switches in places that really make sense, not the easiest place to run the wire to. So we kind of help the trades get all these little details located on the actual construction site.
Mm-hmm. We've all heard of renovation projects going over budget. How does the Better by Design process help avoid those dreaded cost overruns?
Well, so the first thing is usually those projects don't have a good design. So things are being changed in the field as they build it, which is the most expensive and the longest timeline projects you can have, because every time you disrupt a project and make a change, you're disrupting the whole schedule. Mary works with the homeowners and they actually pick all the finishes up front, or at least as many as we can. And so we have real numbers in the budget. There's not allowances because finish allowances can really get out of hand. If somebody puts a low number in there to keep their price down, and then the homeowner starts picking things and finds out that, they're 50% over budget, that can cause financial problems. Having all the products on hand so that we're not holding up the construction schedule, waiting on cabinets, it could take 6 to 8 weeks. And if we do get notified of something not being able to be delivered on time, being able to go to an alternate source or pick a different product that looks similar, that we can get that in and keep things moving, I think those are all things that make a big difference. And just having another set of eyes on a construction schedule, I think the more people that know what the schedule is, the more likelihood that you have that it's going to be adhered to or at least followed as best as possible.
Gotcha. What are some of the common mistakes that homeowners will make when beginning a renovation project, and how can they avoid those mistakes?
Well, some of the ones that we commonly see is their first instinct is they know they want to build an addition, so they call a general contractor to get a quote. And hopefully the general contractor has some design people working for them. Like I said, it's better to start with the design first, and then you know what kind of contractor you really need. You're going to need the drawings anyway, so we provide the drawings that are used for the permitting. So just starting in the right place. Start with design. Have someone help you with finish selections, help you with the budget, and then help you keep that process moving and explain things to you in understandable language of what's happening. I think those are all things that if they look for those kind of approaches, they're going to be much better off than having separate entities working against each other and trying to manage that whole process.
Right. That makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Better by Design?
Well, they can call us at 843-718-5263. They can visit our website at betterbydesign.biz, B-I-Z. Those are the two easiest ways.
All right. Good deal. And you can always find it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the first consultation is free. So we come out and see if we're a good fit for each other and walk through what you want to do. And we'll tell you if it's a good fit for us. And, so that it doesn't cost them anything to investigate. how they would work with us.
Very good. And you can always find Better by Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Michael Pope with Better by Design. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. How are you doing, Clark?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Clark, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Encore Stone Studios.
Yeah, so Encore Stone Studio, located at 6470 Dorchester Road. That is our new location. We are actually the still, since 2019, we're still the Southeast only importer offering upfront affordable pricing on luxury stone, allowing the consumer to secure their material now and buy direct, which, you know, we were kind of just talking about it before. That's a great way to beat this whole tariff scare, because if you purchase it now, I can guarantee you almost 100% of the stone in my warehouse is non-tariff goods, other than a very small percentage. We've unloaded a few containers, but obviously every month that ticks by, especially for a year from now, I would assume that we'd probably be at 80% tariff goods in our warehouse. So because you can buy from us now, we can hold it for you until your fabricator's ready for it. It's actually a good idea to purchase now. Let us securely store it here until you're ready for it, and you beat the game.
Gotcha. So Encore Stone Studio, you folks are what they call a wholesaler of stone slabs. Is that right?
Well, we certainly are still wholesale status. We import directly from all over the world. We're talking granite, marble, quartz, porcelain, you know, you name it, whether it's here in the States or from Italy, India, Brazil, we bring it all in. And we do wholesale, you know, which means, you know, we sell it to the people that are then going to cut it and whatnot. But we are one of the only companies in town. Actually, we're the only company in town that actually will give you upfront pricing, transparent pricing on the spot, and actually allow you to purchase it directly from us, where, you know, my competitors are going to, you know, either hide the price completely or give you a price, but not allow you to purchase it, still allowing, you know, inflated price on the goods.
Yeah. Why is that? Because if you want to get new countertops in your kitchen, for example, typically what you'll do is, you'll call a stone fabricator, mm-hmm. that they're the people that cut the stone and measure your space and make sure everything's going to fit perfectly. But, typically they will have you, visit, a wholesaler, and there's, like Encore Stone Studio, to pick out the slab that the countertops originate from. They're cut from that slab. And when you go into some of the wholesalers, if you're trying to figure out what you can afford for your budget, they're not going to give you, they're typically not going to give you an exact price. Everything is priced using like a star system. Like, this is one star might be the cheapest, five star might be the most expensive. So it's kind of a challenge to figure out what it is you can afford, right?
Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. The funny thing is, to answer why they do it that way, is it's just an outdated system, and it's just, you know, nothing against the fabricators. We still need the fabricators, but, you know, if you're in that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality, and you don't, you know, want to enforce change and stuff. I mean, we completely understand that, but the reality is it is an outdated system. Times have changed. The, you know, access to information is out there. So why would we allow, you know, a customer to come in here and not give them instant information to where they can make a decision there? Whereas the old system, I mean, they might wait days or a week or more to even understand if they, if this is within their budget. But here we can talk about, we can give them exact slab prices. We can discuss what they can expect with the labor cost. And right then and there, within minutes, they can get a feel for, okay, well, maybe I want to look at this as opposed to this because, you know, we weren't expecting to spend this, but this is more of what we're, where our expectations were. So, yeah, it's just that instant access to information that we offer. And, you know, also, like I mentioned, we are the only people that you can buy direct. So if you fall in love that day, as opposed to you trying to get someone else to secure your material, and then all of a sudden you get back and you get your pricing and it looks good. And then, you know, they're like, hey, I'm sorry, that was actually sold to somebody else. We don't play that. Everything on our floor is going to be available to you. If you like it, you pay us, we put your name on it, we put it safe and sound away, and it can sit there as long as you want us to. And then we deliver it safely to your fabricator. And luckily we do work with a lot of great fabricators that are perfectly fine with the way we do business. Transparency has always been there. You know, their goal. So they, it was a very easy transition to go into our business model. And it, you know, it's not like anybody was ever making more money, but when you don't know how much the material cost, it is easier for some people to kind of move the needle around of what true labor costs are and what material costs are. And so basically you're not getting a deal by doing this way. Sometimes you can, it just depends on the material and what the situation is. But you're just getting more transparency. You see exactly, what the true cost of the material is, what the true cost of labor is. And that's really all there is to it. We're more or less just shining a light on what it really is, as opposed to you looking at a non-itemized package, finished product, but not knowing what those pieces are.
Yeah. You might fall in love with a particular type of stone, and then to come to find out when the fabricator gives you the ultimate installation price, and that's the price that includes cutting it and installing, then all of a sudden it's more than you wanted to spend. And
exactly.
And so you're really talking about two different prices. There's the price for the stone itself, the slab. And then the fabricator is going to you're going to be paying for the slab, but then the fabricator is going to charge you to come out and measure the space in your kitchen, for example, mm-hmm. and create some templates, and then cut that stone. And some installations can be a little bit more sophisticated than others. You might have
a
waterfall on your island, and where it's matching miters, miter cuts, and to make it look good. And so the fabricator ultimately is the one that has to give you a second price, or the ultimate price then, right?
Exactly. And that's another great point, because, you know, when you're talking about fabrication and stuff, so many people get that tunnel vision of, this is how fabrication costs, you know, X amount per square foot. And, you know, you start talking about all the things you're talking about. Let's, you know, you got a double waterfall, you got full height splash, you've got multiple sinks or a unique sink, farmhouse sink, you know, you got several faucet cutouts, you're wanting to do a fancy edge, you know, just like anything that's custom, and this is truly custom, the price is going to vary. So if you sit there and try to do the math and you say, well, this should cost X per square foot, it's not going to work like that. Each job is very specific. And we are, again, one of the only importers in town that can educate the people. We can take those blinders off and let them understand, like, no, you know, your job's going to be very simple. You've selected quartz. Your labor is actually going to be very inexpensive. This will be an easy project. Then the next person comes in and they're doing all these fancy things. They're doing a hood surround, and, you know, they're buying real expensive Italian marble. And we can just go ahead and set the record straight and tell them the expectations for the labor on this is going to be a lot higher, because instead of them doing, you know, 20 quartz jobs that week, they're doing just your job. And that's going to cost more, because it's going to take a lot more time to do it and do it right. And you want to be able to, you know, obviously we all know you get what you pay for. And that's the truth of the matter, because in this stuff that is truly custom and not cookie cutter stuff, you can't expect everything to be, you know, XYZ. It just doesn't work like that. And just, you know, also taking off the blinders of the fabrication cost. Unfortunately, there's a lot of companies in town that will really limit your what you have access to, and they only want you to see, you know, the 20 options that are sitting there in their warehouse or special order these things. The reality is the world offers a huge array of stuff, a lot more than I even have in my warehouse, but I'm not ever going to limit your search to our warehouse. We've got other locations from here to Texas. We have sister companies. We have ally companies that we trade with. Obviously, we're directly importing from around the world. So if it exists on this planet, Encore Stone will find it for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, I think if someone is going to be shopping for any kind of stone, whether it's for your, I keep saying your kitchen countertops or but stone is used in lots of different places around the house.
Exactly.
Probably the best thing to do is visit a visit like a location like Encore Stone, because you're going to be looking at full size slabs. If you go to your fabricator first, they're going to show you small, like four inch by four inch samples, or they might have some slabs on hand that they can show you. And you're absolutely right that they might end up trying to pigeonhole you into choosing a particular slab that they already have on hand, versus, you know, really exploring the world by visiting Encore Stone. And how big is the Encore Stone warehouse?
You know, in comparison to our competitors, we're on the smaller side. We're only at 20,000 square feet, but we are the East Coast. Yeah, we are the East Coast distribution center. So 80% of the containers for our company actually come through right here in Charleston. So we will definitely have the best selection of all of our locations. But like I said, you know, we don't let these walls confine our search. If we've got time and you've got, you know, the spirit to do it, we'll find exactly what you're looking for if it does exist.
How many other Encore Stone locations are there?
So there's six locations. So I'll just go in order from East Coast to West Coast. So it's us in Charleston. Then we have Greenville, also in South Carolina. Then we are in Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. And then we are in Austin and San Antonio in Texas.
But Charleston, the stone that Encore Stone imports is coming through the port of Charleston. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 80% of our containers. We do get some in Houston, and that's more of a logistical thing for some of our sister companies that are also in Texas, and they split containers with them. But 80% of the containers will come right here in our local port of Charleston. But, you know, just because we only have locations in the Southeast, if you do have projects elsewhere, we have a lot of people that have second homes here or second homes elsewhere. We send projects all over the United States. We've done New York twice this year. We've done Ohio several times, even like Montana, Washington State. We've just recently even gone out of the country and done some projects in the Caribbean. We just delivered some stuff in Canada. We've even done projects out in Australia. So we literally don't stop where we bring it from, and we certainly don't stop where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious about this. Is there any source of stone it comes from the United States versus being imported?
Yeah, and we carry several of those products. So you have Virginia Mist marble that was going to come from Virginia. We have we have some products that come from Georgia and Alabama. Alabama White's a big one. Actually, we just had a post about Colorado. So Calcutta Lincoln is a product that comes out of the Colorado quarries, and I actually was fortunate enough to go visit that quarry. Very neat facility inside a mountain. It's beautiful. And the cool thing about the Calcutta Lincoln, it's one of those stones that is used in some of our larger historical projects. So the Lincoln Monument is built with this material, and you can come in and purchase slabs directly from us and have the same material that the Lincoln Monument was made out of.
There's always interesting names associated with all these different stones, right?
Yeah.
Who comes up with those names?
Well, it's there is definitely no board of directors that gives us any jurisdiction of what the name is, and so there's no control of the name either. A lot of the materials will be named over popular names. So like you have Taj Mahal out of Brazil, which obviously the Taj Mahal is not in Brazil, but mm-hmm. that they know that name has worldwide significance. So you have stuff like that. So that particular quarry did name that stone. Sometimes you have the quarry that, you know, that has a name, and when it's translated into English, it might sound kind of weird or funny. So then at that point, you know, the importers and even fabricators can just change the name if they want to. Obviously, it's important to have the proper name on things that are very popular, so you can cross-reference it. When you hear it and see it, you know that's that popular material. But yeah, to answer your question, there's no laws when it comes to naming the stone. We could name it Calcutta Tim if we wanted to.
Gotcha. And just to finish up how we started, Encore Stone Studio, you folks have got a new location on Dorchester Road. Can you kind of describe for our listeners what they'll experience when they walk through the doors at the Encore Stone Studio?
Yeah, so a lot of new with the move. So this year in January, we moved to our new location just down the road, literally a mile from our old location. The new location is 6470 Dorchester Road. We're basically right behind the airport on Dorchester, the closest to the coast of the Charleston area of South Carolina. And also new, if you were following our old page, which was the Instagram, the Encore Stone Charleston page, that no longer exists. Make sure you are going out and following our new one, which is at Encore Stone Studio. We merged all of the locations together. So if you are following the old page, not seeing posts from us, you're probably not following the new page. So please make sure you go out and do that. And probably the coolest new with our move is the beauty of the new location. It's definitely so different from the other place. We were still, when we moved into that old building, we were still going through a transition of that old school model to this new direct consumer model. So it still kind of had the feel of a distribution center, and, you know, rightfully so. The new location, we purchased the building, we renovated it, we made it our own. We now have a really nice greeting area / office space where you'd be greeted by one of our salespeople. We have plenty of snacks and drinks, you know, AC, couches. We have a conference room that designers or builders can use to have a little privacy, discuss things with their clients. And then, of course, right there in that greeting area, we have a glass wall that you'll instantly get a feel of what you're going to walk out to. We are one of the only suppliers that has these really unique canvas racks that holds the slabs upright, and they basically are showcased like pieces of art. And that's really what we have out here is, you know, nature's art. Each slab is different. Each slab is unique. And, you know, we want to showcase some like art. So when you come in, you're going to get that feel of these things being, you know, in spotlights and stuff. But because of the size of our facility, we do still have A-frames, but the good thing about that is we still have 2,500 slabs in our location. But we, you know, if you don't want that to be overwhelming, we can certainly simplify it. We have the most educated staff. A lot of guys have been with me for quite some time. I think, you know, combined experience, we're talking well over 25 years. So our guys know what they're talking about, and because we're transparent, we're able to tell you things that some other companies are not going to be able to because of the way the old system was built. But here, you're going to get all the blinders off. We're going to tell you everything that exists. We're going to tell you exactly how much that stone is. We can tell you what your expectations of getting it cut and put in your house will be like. And if you have a fabricator, we work with all of them. And if you don't, we can certainly guide you through that process as well.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to visit Encore Stone Studio, and if you are in the market for some stone or quartz, porcelain, onyx, granite, quartzite or marble, you definitely want to try to lock in some of the pricing right now. These are slabs that Encore Stone Studio has purchased before the whole tariff thing started. Is that right? Is that why they're a little less expensive than maybe in the future?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're probably at like 98% of non-tariff goods. So almost 100% of my warehouse is at the old pricing with no tariffs. But obviously, we've got more and more containers coming in every day. So, over time, basically more and more, I would suggest, I would say by the end of the year, you're probably looking at 40% of tariff goods. And then, like I said, a year from now, probably 80% of tariff goods. So if you are worried about that, it's actually smarter to not hesitate. It's better to go ahead and hedge that inflation and purchase now. And like I said, we'll put it safe and sound in our sold section. And when your guys are ready for it, we'll put it on our truck and deliver it for free.
That's great. And what should homeowners bring with them when they visit Encore Stone Studio? If they cabinet sample of the color of the cabinet doors, for example, or flooring, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, it's kind of up to them. If they want to just come in with just an open mind, we certainly entertain that, and we can be as in the way or out of the way as they want us to be. But if they are pretty much, designers, love to come in and fill our carts with the cabinet samples, paint samples, wallpaper samples, you name it. Sometimes they even bring things in like a teapot that's going to sit on the countertop, and they want to make sure that the colors match. And, we entertain that. We've got these little carts you can push around. We can push around, and you can put your stuff right there. That's another great point. The way our warehouse is set up is everything is out in the open. There's plenty of space between the slabs. So you can put your stuff down, take a step back, 5, 6, 7 feet back, and look at it and get a full picture of how it's going to look. Some of these other people have overhead cranes and they pack everything in. And you're only going to be able to get like 2 or 3 feet back, and you can't really get a full picture of what you're looking at. But yeah, that's a great idea. And we definitely entertain bringing as much stuff as you want, even your dog, if you want to. People love bringing their dogs here. We always have some dog treats, and give them some water and some AC if they need it.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Encore Stone Studio?
So they can easily call us at 843-744-5665. Come see us at our new location, 6470 Dorchester Road. As I mentioned before, social media at Encore Stone Studio. And we're happy to see any and all. And, definitely we want everyone to come to Encore, which is the new way to buy countertops and premium stone.
And you can always find Encore Stone Studio within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. Thanks so much, Clark.
Yep, thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.